Blog Talk Radio. Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power. I tell you, when I hear that song, The Power of a Woman by Antonia Lawrence, it gets me going. The Power of a Woman. That's Antonia Lawrence. You can purchase that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and many multiple media outlets. I'm so excited this morning. We have a very, very special guest with us. Melissa Thomas, she's an author. We're going to be talking a little bit more about her, but I am just overwhelmed. I've had an opportunity to read some of the book that we're going to talk about. I'm not going to give you the name yet. I want you to stay tuned. But for that, let's hear a little bit about our sponsors and our advertisers. Mobi Flyer, a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Mobi Flyer is not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. Mobi Flyers. Mobi, MobiFlyers. Mobi. Also coming to the beautiful metropolitan Atlanta, 2015 Diamond Women's Conference. Faith for My Footsteps. Host, pastor, and conference speaker Val Scarborough. Presents an awesome time in the city of Atlanta, April 30th through May 2nd. Please visit DiamondWomenConference.com. That's DiamondWomenConference.com. April 30th through May 2nd, Faith for My Footsteps, Diamond Women's Conference. I am telling you, do you have the 2015 official Women of Power ringtone? Oh my goodness, give me my love. It was the official Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart theme song, and it can be downloaded, uploaded to your Android or mobile device. That's bit.ly/givingmylove. bit.ly/givingmylove. Because you matter to our heart. Now a little bit more from our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Melissa Thomas, our guest.
Yes.
On Walking Power Block Talk Radio. He's a Jamaican-born author, award-winning screenwriter, poet, freelance writer, and manuscript editor. Currently available. She's a decorated U.S. Navy veteran with entertainment business master's and film bachelor's degree from Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida. She's been published in Caribbean Today, Florida National News, West Side Gazette, Orlando Fashion Magazine, and many others. She's also published 6 books, From a Babe, a weekly devotional, From a Babe, small group Bible study workbook, Abstracted, Faded Diamond, and the newly released Crooked Beauty. I am so excited to have her. These books are available on Amazon.com and all major bookstores. Would you please welcome to Walking in Power, Melissa Thomas. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm so glad to have you. I'm so excited to share with our audience this what you're doing. I gave them a little bit of your bio, but tell you a little bit about Melissa Thomas.
Okay. Born in Jamaica, came up to the United States at the age of 6, and I've lived here pretty much since then. I've lived in Florida for the majority of the time that I was here. Went to high school in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale before shipping off to the Navy. So, and came to Orlando after my Navy term was over, and that's when I started going to school. So, it's been a fun ride so far.
Great. Well, I want to get right into it because this is so intriguing and interesting to me. Faded Diamonds. I noticed that it speaks to sexual abuse and mental illness. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? What the type of issues? Some of the type of issues that the characters wrestle with.
Okay, so Faded Diamonds is the brainchild of my two co-authors, Camille Burke and Stacey Pakalut, or Pakalut, technically, if you pronounce that correctly. They are both social workers. They have their master's in social work, and they wanted to draw inspiration from the clients that they serve. And these people are from underserved backgrounds, and the issues that the book grapples with, the characters grapple with in the book, are issues that these two ladies wanted to educate readers about. Because let's be real, we all know somebody that has some sort of mental illness. They might not admit it. They might try to slide it under the rug or something. But fatherlessness is very common in our society now, and it actually precipitates several other problems. Self-esteem issues, anger issues, violence in some cases, you know, children who don't know how to cope with the absence, they get angry and then they start acting out. And then, of course, there's the sexual abuse. The majority of sexual abuse cases and rape cases is usually a relative, you know, it's usually committed by a relative. So we touch on all of those things in the book through these 5 characters. They're all from different walks of life, but they're all, in one way or another, underserved. So they all have some issue going on with them, in some cases multiple issues going on with them.
Wow. I tell you, the items that you've just spoken on are so prevalent today, and I'm so thankful that even with your book, with the characters, someone may see themselves or their experience and are able to be helped by it. Do you think maybe that would come into play?
Yeah, I think that happens very frequently, actually. Several of the people who have read the book, one funny review we got, the person said, I was ready to throw the book across the room because the book served as a mirror. You know, I saw myself in it, and I didn't like what I saw. It's very, because the book is very frank. There is no sugarcoating any of the issues. It's very gritty. It's very real. It's not overly profane. We wanted to make sure of that because all three of us are Christians, and we wanted to balance between glorifying the Lord and, you know, keeping these situations as realistic as possible. So it's not profane, but it is very realistic. It is very frank.
Let me ask you something. I read a little excerpt, and I want to share it with our audience because this really stuck out to me as an African-American woman.
Mm-hmm.
the statement reads, someone knocks. I turn around. I see a tall black woman with short, straight, shiny, deep black hair, probably a wig, leaning in the doorway. She's thick. Like she's broken a few noses before. She gives me this bright smile. May I? I don't know. Can you? I reply. You the counselor, ain't it? She chuckles and finally comes in, closing the door behind her and making her way to her seat. Baby girl was right. I've never seen this lady before. My counselors are always white. When I read that, I thought about with Faded Diamonds, the area you're addressing with mental abuse, mental illness. Why is it that it appears sometimes the African, I'm not saying all, but there's a vast majority that does not want to discuss, unveil, uncover mental illness? And for this person to see this counselor as a African-American counselor, she's never seen anything like that before. This is foreign to her. So why do you think it's so vast in our community?
I think it's a mindset issue. African-American folks, I mean, we as a people, especially here in America, we have enough to struggle with as it is. So when you're faced with mental illness, when we're faced with mental illness, we don't know what to do with it. Honestly, so we sweep it under the rug, or we deny it, or we sometimes come up with an excuse for it, or something. Or especially in the church community, we'll try to demonize it, like we'll count it as something supernatural. Yes, you know, we understand that diseases tend to come from the fall and everything, but when it comes to mental illness, I think it's a mixture of both. It's both supernatural and it's physiological. So you still have to address the clinical side of it. And, of course, many of us, we struggle financially, so we can't afford the medical care or we can't afford the counseling that's necessary. And so we get this perception that the counselors are typically white or, you know, basically non-black, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
When we come across someone who is black, it's like, oh, you work in this industry? Okay.
Right.
That's interesting. You know, so I think it's simply a matter of perception and just a matter of the day-to-day struggle and the minutiae. Like, we get caught up in the day-to-day, and our issues that we need to widen the lens a little bit.
I agree. I think I agree with you. I also feel like there's some shame associated with it because, Melissa, if I had a orthopedic surgeon that did an excellent job, maybe a bone that I broke or something like that, and you asked, and it happened to you, and you asked me, I'd be more than happy to share that name. However, if I'm seeing a psychologist or a psychiatrist, that I don't want to tell anybody about that. And I think it's because there's that stigma that has been labeled, and we've got to move past it. Some of the characters suffer, and you spoke a little bit about it earlier, with the issue of fatherlessness and fatherly abuse. But do you think these issues are in direct alignment with mental illness?
I personally think so because some of the mental illnesses are developed. They're not They're not hereditary. For instance, PTSD, that's trauma, and it doesn't take much to cause trauma. Witnessing physical abuse, whether it's the father with the mother, or the mother beating up the dad, or even if it's not the dad, maybe it's mom and a boyfriend is beating up mom, you as a child are traumatized with that. Or if the boyfriend decides he's going to sexually abuse you as a child, or physically abuse you as a child, you develop PTSD that way. Of course, there's the development where you end up mimicking that abusive person, and a lot of people end up in that issue where they're saying, "I will never be like him. I will never be like him. I will never be like him," and then they end up just like him, and they're wondering why. It's because they focus on him. When you devote your energy to a person, even if you're speaking in the negative about the person, the point is your mind is still focused on that person. God told Adam and Eve, do not eat of this one tree. Correction, he told Adam. He didn't even tell Eve. He told Adam. He said, do not eat of this one tree. He said it in the negative, but once the serpent told them about the tree, even though they heard in the negative, don't eat it, their mind focused on it, so they ended up eating from it. So it's very important what we devote our thoughts to. And that's true even with the trauma. As a child, if you witness abuse or if you've been abused, I've been molested twice in my life. And for many years, this happened while I was a child, both instances. For many years, I was insecure as a young lady. I felt undervalued, unimportant. So what you think about yourself or about others is very important. And the fatherlessness triggers a lot of that. Even if it's not abuse, maybe it's the father being absent. That, too, is an issue, because then the child is like, does he not love me? Am I not important? Am I not worth his time? You know, so then the child grows up having low self-esteem and then acts accordingly, maybe has self-destructive behavior, which is a symptom of mental illness, by the way. So there are a slew of issues that stem from having that one person either absent or behaving wrongly in the home.
Wow. You spoke a little bit on it earlier, and I don't want our time to escape us, because this is a very important issue I want to touch on. Mm-hmm. From a spiritual standpoint, how mm-hmm. can we address mental illness with our friends and family? You know, now I understand mental illness, there is a demonic manifestation, but there mm-hmm. is also a clinical, I believe, there's also a clinical and a physical manifestation. How do we suggest that they go back and get me some help? I understand prayer changes things. Don't get me wrong. I believe in prayer. I believe in faith. I know that God can and God will. But I also know that if there were not a need for physicians and psychiatrists and psychologists, Jesus would not have had a physician traveling with him. So I want to be very clear on that. How do we address that with our sisters and brothers in the kingdom?
I would start with the spiritual side first, because that's the one we have the easiest access to. You know, those of us who are believers in Christ, we're directly plugged into him. So prayer, fasting, and of course, you know, following the James chapter 5 model, starting with verse 12, going all the way down, you know, pray over the person, you know, anoint them with oil if they're comfortable with it. Some folks are so mentally ill or so incoherent that you can't even do that. So start with prayer, and then let the Holy Spirit guide you with wisdom, because the Holy Spirit always instructs us on what to do. So the Holy Spirit might give you a prompting, hey, maybe refer this person to this person, because mm-hmm. we as the church, even though we're saved, we're still in our vocations. There are clinicians, there are doctors, there are psychiatrists in the churches, you know,
That's right.
While they're,
that's
you
right.
know, they come to church every Sunday, but that's what they do for a living. The Holy Spirit might lead you to somebody that can provide a service for your mentally ill friend or relative. Or if it's you that's mentally ill and perhaps you're saved and God can break through to you, He always leads us to what we need. That is what I love about the Lord. He always leads us to what we need. So clinically and spiritually, He might lead us to someone who's a powerful prayer warrior, and He can lead us to someone who's clinically inclined and can help us. And if that clinician is a saved person, the Holy Spirit might lead that person to provide the services on a pro bono basis.
Yeah.
Like, this person needs the help and cannot afford it. Help them. Yeah.
That's an excellent, you just presented a very excellent balance. Very excellent balance. And it's really difficult sometimes to explain that, but what a phenomenal job you just did. I'm serious. Very, very balanced.
Thank you.
Balanced. You've got an event coming up. How do they get the book? I don't want to leave because our time is running out. I don't want to leave without telling them about your upcoming event. And please share information on how they can get the book.
Sure. So the upcoming event is this Saturday. It's the Women of Excellence and Leadership Luncheon Seminar. It's happening at the Capitol Grill at the Millennium Mall. It starts at 12:30. It's going till 3:30 p.m. I'll be the keynote speaker, which is a huge honor. and the book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Just a moment, Melissa.
Yeah, sure.
We're international, so we need to know a city and state.
Got you. Okay. That is in Orlando, Florida. So.
Okay, great, yeah. Great. Go ahead and give them the information about the book.
Yep, so the book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's also available on iTunes, the iBookstore. It's available on Smashwords. Any digital bookstore, you can buy it. You can order your print version or an ebook version. It's available to you. We are on Twitter at FadedDMNDS. That's the Twitter handle, FadedDMNDS. And you can look us up on Facebook, Faded Diamonds. We have our fan page. Feel free to hit like on that Facebook page. And you can email us at fadeddiamondsbook@gmail.com. And the website is fadeddiamondsbook.com.
Wow. That is amazing. Awesome. We got a few minutes, and you know I'm not going to let you get off without you sharing with our audience. Give them a little bit from the book. We got about 5 minutes. Just something that should get them interested.
Oh, share the excerpt?
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
All right. I'll start from the top and then kind of cut it off a little. The office is white and cold with a high ceiling, like a doctor's office. The only wood in the space is the counselor's desk where a small plant sits, leaning its leaves and branches toward the window to suck up the morning sun. As usual, they send me in here first and have me wait for the counselor to show up. It's a crappy feeling not knowing who will walk in through the door behind me and what they'll say or do or say once inside. And I guess that's part of why I hate these things. The whole suspense bit is stupid. Like, they want your thoughts to crowd your mind so that by the time the counselor comes in, you're an emotional mess and they can just label you, shove a medical prescription at you, and send you out the door. This is the part you read before. Someone knocks. I turn around to see a tall black woman with short, straight, shiny, deep black hair. Probably a wig, leaning in the doorway. She's thick, looks like she's broken a few noses before. She gives me this bright smile. May I? I don't know. Can you? I reply. You the counselor, ain't it? She chuckles and finally comes in, closing the door behind her and making her way to the seat. Baby girl was right. I've never seen this lady before. My counselor's always white. So, how are you doing, Leela? Decent, miss, I barely say. Diana. She holds her hand out for me to shake. I almost don't, but something in me tells me to be polite, so I finally do after a second or two. Where's my file? Don't you need it? She rests her elbows on the table and lifts her hands to her face. I'd rather hear it all from you, Leela. My face frowns on its own. Is this shake playing? I have to tell my story from the beginning again? She answers my look with a smile like she's been digging around in my head from before she came in here. You don't have to start from the beginning if you don't want to. Where else would I start from? She shrugs. You can start with how you ended up here. I shrug back. chance, I guess. She lowers her arms and leans in with a come on now look. You and I both know better, don't we? Excuse me? There's no such thing in this life as chance, Leela. Everything happens for a reason. My grandmother used to say that garbage, and I believed her until she kicked me out for something I wasn't responsible for. Diana's eyebrows jump and a curious smile spreads. Yep, I suppose we can start there.
Wow. Wow. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. Tell them again where they can get this book. Please share again where they can get this book and how they can connect.
Sure.
Give me your information again.
Yep. So we are available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and any online store, major bookstore where books are sold, ebook and print. And our website is Faded Diamonds, that's with an S, book.com.
Melissa, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for being our special guest today on Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Melissa Thomas, author of Faded Diamonds. She has given us some excellent information about the book and about balance in our lives as well. We greatly appreciate you. We'd love for you to stop by Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Amen. Amen. Well, another episode. And remember, whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. See you soon.